Gotchoff, inviting you to join me every Thursday morning, the WGXC Morning Show. We'll have news headlines, weather updates, the 9:30 coffee break, first take, and a mix of rock and roll, folk, country, blues, and soul. That's all on New Morning, Thursdays from 9 to 11 a.m., only here on WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Five Star Urgent Care, a facility for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries and illnesses. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted. Walk-ins are welcome at Five Star's new location in Greenport at 462 Fairview Avenue. Information at fivestaruc.com.
And once again, folks, 518-697-7400. I'm not going to be shy to ask you to please contribute to your local community radio station to keep this cultural thing going into the future in a vibrant and healthy manner. And it takes you, our dear listeners, to make that happen. So once again, thank you to those who contributed and those who will contribute, which I know is going to happen. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again.
When you're tired of your toys and of your games through the television, when you're done with chores and homework, then it's time to make a big decision. You might need a change of scenery. It might be time to go over mountains, over oceans, through dark jungles down below. On an airplane, on a railroad, on a tall ship with the tide, all you need's a little music. How's about it? What do you say we buckle up and go for a little ride?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
There's lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere. We'll go to Bombay, Taipei, Mandalay, Bora Bora, Deauville, Savannah, Varanasi, Bermuda, Barbuda, or Yehuda, Tallahassee, Khartoum, Rangoon, Cancun, Saskatoon, Kowloon, Cameroon, Brigadoon, to the moon.
Man, let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
Lots of fun out there, man. We've got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair, man. Let's go everywhere. Cairo, Shiloh, Krakatoa, Shenandoah, Honolulu, Tara, Pisa, Hamburg, Frankfurt, Beantown, Monte Cristo, Cayenne, Salt Lake, Cocoa Beach, San Francisco, Saigon, Amman, Dijon, Yokohama, Tijuana, Grand Bahama. Don't forget to call your mama.
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
There's lots of fun out there, man. We've got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair, man.
Let's go everywhere.
San Juan, Busan, Sri Lanka, Chambertin, Canton, Avalon, Casablanca, Warsaw, Aqaba, Shangri-La, Transylvania, Nome, Rome, Stockholm, Lyon, Mauritania, Hong Kong, Guangdong, Haiphong, Tonga, Salamanga, Rarotonga, Cucamonga, Singalonga.
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
Lots of fun out there, man. Got to have our share, man. Get out of your chair. Tasmania, Slovenia, Romania, Pago Pago, Sedona, Pamplona, Daytona, Patagonia, Winona, Bologna, Barcelona, Caledonia, Bangkok, Sliding Rock, Antioch, Cuba City, Sun City, Cloud City, Emerald City, ain't it pretty?
Let's go everywhere, man. Let's go everywhere, man.
There's lots of fun out there, man. We got to have our share.
That was Ulster County's Medeski, Martin, and Wood with Let's Go Everywhere, local music on the radio.
Can you hear me calling out your name? You know that I'm falling and I don't know what to say. I speak a little louder, I'll even shout.
It's WGXC's Radio Everywhere Spring Pledge Drive. Help us raise $25,000 to keep Creative Community Radio live and local in Greene and Columbia counties, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. Call now, 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or visit our website at wgxc.org/donate. And make your one-time tax-deductible donation or become a sustaining monthly supporter. Do your part to celebrate great local radio here, there, and everywhere in your community.
Good afternoon, good people, and welcome to the first episode of New Wave Renaissance.
This is your first episode? You didn't tell me that.
First episode.
What?
Get out of town. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Sponsored by WGXC. So glad to be here. Thank you guys so much. Today I have a very special guest and very special friend, James Autry.
Hello, Colton.
Thank you so much for being here. Please tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? What do you do? What interests you?
All right. Well, I live in Hudson for about past 6 years. And I'm from California, the Mojave Desert. And I'm a video artist.
Video artist. So like a filmmaker.
Yeah. I'm actually writing a grant for my first short film, so I'm very excited about that.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what inspired you to become a filmmaker, and just what made you want to create?
I think that I've always been an artist. So when I was a kid, I would draw and write poems. I got my first camera when I was 16. Family friend gave me a camera, and so I decided to take a photo class. Kind of just spun out of control from there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, photo and video, they really, you know, go hand in hand. Like, I feel like a lot of filmmakers study photo before they get into film.
Yeah, that seems to be the trend these days. I think a lot of that has to do with the digital DSLRs.
Mm-hmm.
And just the accessibility of that, and now also anyone can be making a film. So I think I see a lot of my photographer friends starting to experiment with video, which is really exciting.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have any like collaboration planned with them, or like what's your process? I want to like.
Oh, my process is it's different every time, I think. I'm kind of a loner when it comes to my creative process. I like to keep it in this like a secret place and not really let anyone in on it. But it's just basically, you know, I have an idea and just try to find the. I don't have an answer for this.
Not telling you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The secret recipe. I get it. You know, everyone has their own secret recipe. You know, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Wow. So, I'm really curious about your process. Can you tell me a little bit about
my
that?
Process? I mean, I feel like the premise of this show specifically is to highlight not myself, is to highlight, you know, other artists and really to talk about just art in general and passions and you know, because I feel like. The world it's not void of passions, but a lot of it is just personified, you know? People are so worried about perception and just, like, Yeah. And I'm really interested in artists who are themselves all the time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I want to explore how they create, because it's a lifestyle.
Yeah,
really, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanna go into more of that with you.
All right.
If that's possible, if you're down.
Yeah.
All right. Shoot.
Hit me.
Awesome.
There's always the script we could turn to.
There is the script we could turn to.
I'm just curious if there's anything funny. Some keywords, phrases, and concepts to include are join the family.
Join the cult.
Wait, what?
We're in this together. We can't do this without you. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm done.
All right, thank you. All right, everyone everywhere, not just Hudson, please. Radio Pledge Drive, pledge. Drive number is 518-697-7400. Or you can donate at our website online at wgxc.org/donate. Yeah, so please do that. Be very helpful. Our goal is $25,000, and the daily goal is $2,100. So let's make it happen. Let's do it. Yeah.
I donated once. I'm pretty proud of that.
You should.
No, I tried to donate. Great. I called them, and then my card was declined.
Donations are a powerful thing. I mean, that's how artists can keep moving. You know, and like, or you know, I mean, I don't know. It's like donations are
it feels
very
good.
Powerful.
It feels good.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
It's like giving something for nothing, you know?
Gives you bragging rights. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Bragging rights are cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into that sort of thing.
Colton will buy you a beer if you donate.
Probably not. And by probably, I mean I will not.
Definitely won't.
Definitely. But I mean, you know.
All right, let's talk more about me.
Let's talk. Yeah, I'd love to talk more about James. James, I really like your style.
Thank you.
Where have you developed your style over the years?
Oh gosh. I guess it started a lot with you know, my favorite photographers. When I first started photography, I fell heavily into the Magnum Photography group. Guys like Alex Webb and W. Gene Smith and Sebastio Salgado and Trent Park and, you know, all these like amazing, super stylistic black and white photojournalists. And so a big part of that came from that. But I think I started to realize that most of my inspiration really came from like old art films and like Tarkovsky and, you know, those Eastern European art films. Mm-hmm. And so I started to realize, I was like, well, maybe I should make film. And then I started to play with motion. I got my first DSLR. I was like, oh, this has video setting. I should see what it does.
Yeah.
So it was like super stormy one day, like super stormy. And my partner at the time, I was like, let's go outside. We're going to go shoot. And it's like, mm-hmm, 60 mile an hour winds. It's like rain. It's cold. And I got a hurricane hood for my camera. So I was like, okay, let's put this guy to the test. And we just did like, you know, 3 minutes of video. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. Can you explain what a hurricane hood is, just for
a hurricane hood.
People who don't know?
It's just like this overly priced plastic thing that you put on your camera to keep it dry.
Gotcha. And a DSLR is a camera, just for people who don't know. Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, I have this like basically one shot that's kind of more like a photo, because it's just from one position, but it's got all the movement of the pond behind her and the trees moving around. And then just sort of spurred on this series that I started doing, where it's these video portraits, and the subject is still, but then the environment's moving. So that's kind of, it's just kind of an accident, really.
Yeah. But I mean, chocolate chip cookies was an accident, you know. And
oh, that's right,
it's iconic, it's classic. Everyone loves a good chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I think that's so important for an artist to really embrace their mistakes.
Yes.
Because that's where the gold is. I honestly don't think I'm that creative a person. I think that the beauty and creativity of the human experience is like just being open to that can like lead you.
Recording that is art.
Yeah.
You know, it's a record of the human experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We did it, James.
What, are we out of time?
No. We're not out of time. Okay. No. Please continue. Please.
Let's see here. Okay, so now I'm like tired of shooting static shots. I feel like I've explored this idea enough, and now I feel like I'm repeating myself. So I want to get off the tripod and start moving around, start making storytelling pieces. So I got to keep it super abstract, of course. So I'm just going to do like a non-narrative, black and white, slow motion film about the meditative process of making art.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of semi-documentary in the sense that I won't be directing people too much, and it'll be just filming some artists doing their thing and finding meditation within that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shoot a shaman. I'm going to shoot some whirling dervishes. A sculptor, a local sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe this guy that works with horses. So wow. They're not really artists, but yeah. All of them are technically artists. But
right, exactly.
In a way.
In their own right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really excited about that. Play with the poetry of motion, the time, and repetition, and all my favorite things.
Yeah.
Some Maya Darren kind of stuff.
That sounds great. Where can we see some of your work?
Oh, you can see my work online at my website, jamesautry.com.
Jamesautry.com.
It's AUTERY. Weird spelling.
Yeah. You probably want to go to that and check it out because it's all fire. It's all gold. It's all fire and gold.
What else? I've been making these vintage TVs and putting video art in that.
Wow.
That's pretty fun. Seems to be getting a good reception. And I'm learning. I think I figured out a way for an on-off switch for the TVs, which is really exciting.
Oh, with the still movement, but the live background.
Yeah. Well. Or? So it's got the. So it's got my video portraits in the TV, but because what I did was I gutted the tube from the TV,
mm-hmm.
And I put it in an iPad, but and it looks great. You know, I mask it and it looks pretty native, but you can't turn it off.
Yeah.
So and then eventually, like after a month, it'll like freeze. So I think I got like take it apart and like reboot it. So I sold one to a guy in like Connecticut or something like that, and it just froze. I'm like, okay, I gotta like come up with a permanent solution. This is very nerdy stuff. Boring. Sorry, people. So then my friend was like, oh, why don't you just use a Raspberry Pi? And for those of you who don't know, Raspberry Pi, it's a sweet little device. It's like a little computer that's like the size of a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And you can program it to do basic things like play a video on a loop. So then I get like a little screen for it that's actually designed for it. And bada boom, I can just put an on-off switch on that thing.
Wow.
Exciting.
That is exciting. Raspberry Pi. I had no idea
Raspberry Pis.
This device existed.
Yeah, so I just got one in the mail, so I gotta play with it, see if it works.
All right. We have another guest in the studio. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dee in the Sunny
Saps. Dee in the Sunny Saps. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Dee, please tell us a little bit about yourself. All right. Tell us a little bit more about your music. And
that's not on. Oh, there I am. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, I'm a singer, songwriter, and poet.
Hold on one second. We're just going to do that
all over again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm Dee in the Sunny Saps, and I write music and poetry and it focuses mainly on intimacy and my experiences with intimacy through loss, trauma, love, all of those beautiful human things. And I write folky, emotive music. Yeah.
That's funny. James and I were just discussing how art is a record of the human experience.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I was just about to ask what your take on that was, so I'm glad.
Well, that is what it is, and, you know, I feel like I'm recording perspective on intimacy. That's kind of what I'm doing.
Well, thank you for sharing your perspective on your perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing like 1,000 mirrors right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
The doors of perspective.
Doors, perspective, very visual. Oh. Very visual, this James.
Ooh, really? I wonder what kind of art you make, James.
James, please reiterate for new listeners.
Oh.
Such as Dee, who
has no idea who James Autry is.
Yeah. What is it that you do?
I think I'm going to quit everything and just become a blues musician.
Become a blues musician.
Yes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Should do
Can
it.
I be your Janice?
Yes.
Wonderful.
What's your primary instrument? What do you...
I'm a vocalist. I'm a classically trained vocalist.
Do you do anything else?
Other than classically singing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I sing my music. What do you mean?
I mean, like, play guitar.
Oh, yeah, I play guitar. I can play piano and pretty good at the drums.
Yeah, I mean, like, because most of the time you have musicians who... don't do more than just one thing, you know. They are a vocalist, or they do percussion as well, and you know, or they produce. So I just wanted to know, you know, what it was that you.
I studied music therapy, so I'm functional on many instruments.
All right.
Comfortable in many roles musically.
Gotcha. What's the most fun instrument you've ever played?
Probably, honestly, you know, like the xylophone. Is the coolest thing in the world. You know, like...
I played that.
I've never played the xylophone.
Oh,
you didn't go to elementary school?
I did, but, you know, my elementary school didn't have a xylophone.
All right, well, we'll play with the xylophone.
Yes.
Well, everyone who doesn't know what music is or haven't been there, go, because
great little music shop in Hudson.
It's fantastic.
New York.
Oh,
pick up a xylophone.
I just found out about something. I think that this is actually something that's valuable for people to hear. No, I mean like for you as a listener, like selfishly speaking. So the Wave Farm gives out grant money for artists. Did you know that?
I did not.
The Wave Farm does
what?
$4,000
for your art project.
Wow. Are you artists listening to this?
Are you guys, do you guys know this? I just found this out.
That's incredible.
$4,000.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, I just want $4,000 in cash for a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a large music video budget.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Do you shoot a lot of music videos, James?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am working on a very, very hot music video with a very talented young musician by the name of Colton the Maker.
I haven't heard of this Colton the Maker, but he sounds pretty interesting.
He is sick. Sick.
That's wild. Well, all right. That's enough about him.
The inside
More
joke
about
is,
the video.
This is Colton the Baker in person.
It is. But that's enough about him.
No, it's gonna look so good. We like went for this like fog machine with like color lights. You know, it's like very like who's the artist with the like Prince or what's the other guy? It's like crawling around all the time. Wears a leather jacket.
Crawling around all the time and wearing a leather jacket.
Like 80s?
Who?
Not John Michael.
Mellon?
Never mind.
What's the music?
Don't ever get old. No, but it's going to be sweet. We got a fog machine. Did I say that?
You did. Did mention the fog machine.
Oh, shit.
You ruined it. She was like, oh, my sheep.
I am.
I gotta go take care of my sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, ship.
Wow. I just got this smoothie, and it's really good.
We're all very serious artists, aren't we?
We really are
serious artists. It's just really hard
very
to
so
stay serious when you're in a room full of serious artists.
You have to have fun, you know, at the same time. Mm. I feel like it's good to work and be playful and also be mindful of your work, you know, and also, you know, but have that focus.
Yeah.
Stay focused.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes, yeah, so, Dee, do you have any upcoming projects? Where can we find your music? Please.
Oh!
Tell me more. I need to know. I gotta know.
Okay.
I need all the info.
Okay, well, you better stop talking so I can tell you about it. Okay. So, you can find my music on SoundCloud and YouTube and Reverb Nation, and I've got an Instagram account and a Facebook account. And it's all under the name D and the Sunny Saps, D-E-E and the Sunny Saps, S-A-P-S. And I am working right now on my debut album, and it'll be out sooner than later. I don't have a date. Pretty excited about it, though. A lot of musicians are collaborating with me. And
are they local? Can you give out names?
They are local, but... I mean, I'm not going to give out the names of all the musicians, but I will give out the name of the studio. I'm doing it at Basement Floods Records in Catskill.
Shout out Basement Flood Records.
Shout out to Alex Warncrest. He's the man. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. It's like the album's going to be called Flowers. Mm. It's going to be pretty great.
That's great.
I love your music, D.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
What do you love about my music?
It's gentle.
Oh, yeah?
So gentle.
Mm. All right.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. Did that answer your question, Colton?
That did, indeed.
Okay. Now, you two collab time to time. Is that not true?
That happened. Yeah. Yeah, we've collabed.
It's happened. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. There's some things that one day might be finished.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. If all goes well.
Exactly. Best case scenario. Sometimes it's hard to finish projects.
Very soon. Yes.
Yeah.
Always. Do you guys have like? I feel like I've got like 30 projects always happening at once.
It's
like people are like. What happened to the shoot we did like a year ago? I'm like, oh yeah.
Right, yeah. And then
I'll get to that eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can relate.
For me, it's more just like how many songs and poems can I be writing at the same time?
Wow.
You know.
That's so wild.
It's really overwhelming sometimes. And then I just stop being creative for a little while because I get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then I figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, creativity comes in waves.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and I have to, like, capture or record what I got from that wave.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's gone, and then I get another one. That's either, like, and then I have to piece them together like a puzzle.
Exactly.
You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
So it's, like, how many poems and songs am I really working on right now because all this stuff...
It's great.
...comes like, so randomly and in different forms.
Yeah, but it's all...
And in different forms.
Yeah, but it's all. I know, I like it.
It's got
I
a
like
good
it
ring.
A lot.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's got a ring to it. And this is like the first episode. That's great. We got a slogan, the first episode. Who's doing this? We are, that's who. All right.
Time for t-shirts.
Dee, Yeah. Could you please share some of your music with us, if you would be so kind?
Yeah, I can totally do that. Would you guys mind talking amongst yourselves for a couple of minutes while I get my guitar out?
Are you kidding? I love to talk amongst ourselves.
Oh. Oh.
All right.
All right, music James. Time. It's just you and me.
Oh, boy.
Once again. What goes... I know you couldn't see it, but James just made a face. All right, never mind. Anyways, James.
Yes.
On a more serious note.
Okay. Oh, what? It's a ringer. It's going to be a ringer.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Okay. Ah. In other words, never mind. I think D's back.
Oh my god. Oh, nice, live. Right? Beautiful.
Yeah, always live.
Oh, this is pretty guitar.
Thanks, this is Stella.
Hi, Stella.
The heat has my guitar all out of tune.
Hmm. Time is it? I've got a massage in like 15 minutes.
What?
That's awesome. I'm so jealous of you.
Right?
It's 2:30?
Yeah.
Right.
It's 2:31 right now, actually.
I didn't ask, but how long are we going for?
I got a whole 29 minutes.
Ah.
That's right.
Cool.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, I don't know how... I don't know if we're going to be able to hear.
Yeah, I think I just turned your mic up, so okay. You should be good.
Can y'all hear me through that?
I don't know. Hit it again.
Yeah. That's, I think so.
Yeah.
Wanna touch your face, lips landing right on the mouth, but I can't admit it, I can't say it out loud. Try to change my space, change my mind somehow. Won't you come closer? The buzz it takes over, and I uncover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover. I uncover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover. I uncover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover. Please be my lover. Yeah. just peace. Just peace. And I uncover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover. I uncover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover and cover. That was a song that I wrote called Please Be My Lover.
So beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was beautiful and gentle and all the ways and more that James described.
Well, thanks.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
That was really beautiful. That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna put that on the album, so you'll hear it again for sure.
You totally should. Mm-hmm. Look out, world. D and the Sunny Zaps is a coming for you. So get ready for that.
When's your album coming out?
Because wow.
When is it coming out? I'm really hoping like by the end of August.
Wow.
You need a release
party?
Huh?
You gonna do a release party?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I'm just more focused on, like, I have a recording session tomorrow with all these musicians that I've never made music with before.
Wow.
Who have just heard my stuff, and we're like, yeah, I'll be a part of it, because cool. I have like this whole vision of all the instruments I want and how it'll go, and Alex has helped me gather.
TQ.
Huh?
TQ.
Alex.
Turnquist.
Oh, Warren Chris, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He does sound at Helsinki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Incredible engineer. And so I'm just excited to see what happens tomorrow, but tomorrow will tell me really when I'll be able to have this thing done.
Mm.
You know what I mean? To see how well we groove together, and there's a few tracks I still have to lay down alone before we add any more layers to it.
Mm-hmm.
But not too many, so there's 10 already laid down out of like 13, so it's really not, but then we have to layer all the layerings and mix it and make decisions, so.
Sounds like a bunch of science fiction.
It is, it's my science fiction though.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of the way I wanted it to be done, all messy and stuff. They were like, do you have sheet music or anything written out? And I was like, no. I know exactly what I want, though.
Now do it.
<Yeah. Mm-mm. laughs> I'll be able to express it to them once their instrument is in front of me.
All right, Dee. Would you like to bless us with another song?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Now, which one to do is my question.
Question.
Yeah. Question for myself, mainly.
I didn't have an answer for you, so that's good.
Yeah. The heat is not making my guitar very happy. Let's see. I'm going to play a song of mine. Oh, before I start.
Yes, before you get going, I just want to take 1 second to say peace out, James. It was great having you here.
Had fun.
On the New Wave Renaissance show.
Goodbye,
you're amazing.
James. On WGXC. So are you.
Thank you so much.
Take care, y'all.
Yes, yeah, take you. Care in your future endeavors, and we wish you the best.
All right. I'm going to play a little ditty of mine called Bench School Library.
Little ditty.
Please don't leave me high and dry again. No, no. Please don't hang me on your line again. Waving in the wind, 'cause here I sit on this bench, on the stoop by the school, at the library where I first met you. It was a time there were diamonds in your eyes and a smile always on my face. It was a time where you never thought anyone would move with such grace. Whoa, whoa, boy. Here I sit on this bench, on the stoop by the school, at the library where I first met you. I know you no longer find me charming. Used to walk by your house, no shoes, no sweater, just looking for a way out. Used to walk by your house, no shoes, no sweater, just looking for a way out, way out. So I got lost with you inside of your car through the smoke. I thought I could see so far into you and me now. Pushing up against cars, holding on to your hips. Never thought I'd taste such soft red lips. So here I sit on this bench, on the stoop by the school, at the library where I first met you. I'm just looking for a way out again. Stoop by the school, at the library where I first met you. Just looking for a way out again, way out. Don't leave me high and dry again. No, no. Please don't hang me on your line again. Waving in the wind.
Thank you so much, Dee.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, and I'm just going to take a moment briefly to thank WGXC as well. And if you'd like to thank WGXC, you can donate, you know, because we're bringing you all these great sounds. We got D over here. We got the New Wave Renaissance. And, I mean, she's working hard. And the Wave Farm, $4,000 for artists. Did you hear what James said? For grants?
Write yeah, that's
that
incredible.
D, that is incredible. You should apply. And, yeah, so please pledge. The drive number is 518-697-7400. That number again is 518-697-7400. Or you can donate at line. I mean, you can donate online at WGXC/donate. That is WGXC.org/donate. Or you can just contribute in person.
You can come down to the studio and make your tax deductible pledge. You know?
Just, tax deductible pledge.
Tax deductible pledge. Come on down. Or your contribution. Whatever you can do. Dee, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to play something else or tell me before you start. Though I want to know if you have any upcoming shows or when can we catch Dee and the Sunny Saps?
Well, I'll be at Polly's Hotel in Albany on Thursday night.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. I'm not sure what time I go on. There's two other bands playing. And I don't want to say the wrong names. I've got quite a few gigs coming up this month, honestly. But it will be a really great set. With my folky sounds, some indie rock sounds, and yeah, I'm pretty excited to make music with some musicians I've never actually even met again. And then after that, I've got a gig at the Low Beat on the 13th of July. That's also in Albany, and also around 8 o'clock. And I've got more stuff coming up that, if you are interested in knowing, you can check out my Facebook or my Instagram page, where I always let everyone know where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there. Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dee.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You're very welcome.
So please check that out. Instagram, Facebook. She's got events listed.
Mm-hmm.
Please grace us with another song, if you would be so kind.
Yeah, I'm wondering if perhaps is it possible to play a recording?
Yeah, it is possible to play a recording.
But
would you like to play a recording?
A little bit, but that's all right. If it, you know, I can just do it live if that's okay. Easier for right now. Stella, my guitar doesn't stay in tune very well when it's like 100 degrees in a room. Let's see. I'm gonna play a song called Less Traveled Rider. My eyes, my fingers, the tip of my tongue. I am indulging. There is one. Of the eyes.
Last traveled writer. What does that mean? Less traveled writer.
What does that mean?
Yeah, can you elaborate on that?
I'm not even sure I know what that means. Like, so I've got this road sign in my house that says less traveled road. And I wrote that song staring at that sign. And I know what other pieces of that song are about, specific actual moments in my life. And if I were to interpret it for myself, what less traveled writer means, I feel like I'm trying to say, like, you know, whoever I'm talking about, or if I'm with someone, like, I'm not just looking for what I feel like most people are looking for, especially at a young age, like at my age, you know, like I'm feeling and perceiving like real intimacy, real things, and not just fluffy stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, that song, I don't know, I was really pretty alone during that song, and it was just kind of like I recognized that in most of my intimate relationships I was just being like used in a way, and like the road I was traveling or thought I was traveling in all of these relationships, like romantic or not, I was seeing a different path than they were, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I never really felt like, especially at that time in my life, that anyone was really ever seeing the same path as me.
And you felt that music was a way to convey this because, just like, did you want to communicate that with people? And
I don't even know. I think that was me communicating it with myself.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah.
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 Because I'm not really trying to control the way other people interpret that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Self-communication. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to me about some of your inspirations and just like musically, who inspired you?
Joni Mitchell, Justin Vernon of Bon Iver. He's a huge inspiration for me. I kind of forgot how much of an inspiration he was for me until I was talking to someone about him recently, and I was like, wow, that's who I used to want to like be. Like, that was my goal. Chance the Rapper, Fiona Apple, Norah Jones, India Ari. Yeah, a lot of women really influenced me. Lisa Hannigan. And then there's Damien Rice. That's, you know, male identifying musician right there who has influenced me greatly. The Staves. All kinds of people. But I also am very influenced by, or at least inspired by, because I wouldn't say my music really reflects their music, but I am inspired by people like Jay-Z and Tupac, and I don't know, Rihanna inspires me. Like, all kind, I'm pretty inspired and influenced by everything that I consume, and I consume a variety of music and sounds and yeah.
Okay. What would you say to a young songwriter, singer in training, who wanted to do what you're doing, and for the first time, and was just branching out? What would you say to them, just to, you know,
if you could start it over again, what would you do? Just, you know,
just
a leg up.
To just do it?
To just do it? To just jump right in?
Well, to not wait around, to not feel like you have to wait for something to happen for it to happen or to be happening, because that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And to journal every day. If you're trying to be a songwriter, you should journal every day. And don't just write about your own perspective. Like, journal about a conversation you had with a customer at the store you work at, and write about their perspective, because that's how you're going to be able to write about the perspective of us. That's how, if you're listening, you have to be listening, and you have to be open. Can't be super judgmental and try to write songs that people are going to want to consume.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Deanna Sunnysaps.
That's me.
I think we have time enough for one quick little...
You want another ditty?
Quick little ditty. Before we hop into that, just because we might dip out, we have about a minute.
Oh, we don't have time for a ditty.
No time for a ditty.
No time for a ditty.
I guess they're just gonna...
But if you want to hear a ditty, just go to my SoundCloud.
Yeah, tell them...
D and the Sunnysaps.
D and the Sunnysaps.
Yeah, I've got an unofficial EP on there titled Whispers.
SoundCloud.com/D and the Sunnysaps.
D-E-E. And look out for Whispers. Sunnysaps, yeah. But really look out for Flowers, because the album coming out is going to be way different and at a very different level than Whispers.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, D.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to take a quick moment to thank WGXC again and thank D.
Also, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much. And if you'd like to thank WGXC, you can call and pledge. Our number is 518-697-7400. Or you can donate online at wgxc.org/donate. That is, again, wgxc.org/donate. Or you can just, you know, stop in, come on and say hi and just, you know, donate and, you know, show some love. It's all about love. Thank you so much, listeners, for joining us today here at WGXC New Wave Renaissance. First ever episode. It feels great. It's coming full circle.
Finally. July 2nd, 2018.
July 2nd, 2018.